What is healing all about?
That's a question that we all have in our minds whenever we have a problem that we want to solve. And we want to be healed of the problem. We want to be returned to our original purity and integrity. We want to be returned to having the problem no longer be a problem, but a solution and something that is fulfilled for all of us. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words. Too often we have the idea in our mind that things should be changed. Things should be different from what they are. Things should be made right and beautiful and glorious for us. And then we go on bringing forth the issue that they are not beautiful. They are not right. They are not divine. They are not glorious. And when we bring that forth and we say, why is it that they're not good? Why is it that the healing is not there? Why is it the problem continues to exist? Why does it have to be? Well, the law of cause and effect is the law that we all work with. And healing is not really healing. If you say healing is to change from one condition to another, that's merely putting the law of cause and effect into motion. To return to your original purity and integrity, you might say that's a healing. But what is your original purity and integrity? Is your original purity and integrity, I can't do, it won't work, I'm not whole and perfect, I'm not beautiful, I'm not healthy? If that is your original purity and integrity, then that is a fact. Now, it doesn't make that fact bad. It doesn't make that fact wrong. It doesn't make that fact ugly or undesirable. It just makes that fact a fact. Now, we have the problem of giving our emotions to the fact. And as we give our emotions to the fact, we empower the fact to be the fact. Now, if instead the child says 2 times 2 is 5, and the teacher says, now let's look at that. Let me explain to you how 2 times 2 is 4, and why it is 4. And so she explains it to the child, and the child says, oh, yeah, okay, 2 times 2 is 4. And so the child no longer goes with the attitude that 2 times 2 is 5, the attitude that they had for whatever reason it was. Being right or wrong is not the matter of judgment. It's what they had that attitude for some reason. So now they have the attitude that 2 times 2 is 4. They can believe it, they can fulfill it, they can live it, and experience it. This is how we, as we seek to put treatment into work for ourselves, have to look at life and look at the world. We look at life and we look at the world not as what it is, but we look at it how we would like it to be. Would you like to live in a world in which everyone is whole and perfect? Everyone experiences their body living up to its ideal perfection? Well, what is an ideally perfect body? That's a body that is whole and perfect. That's a body that every organ, action, function of the body is doing its divinely designed thing. A sick body is a body that every organ, action, function of itself is not necessarily doing what it's divinely designed to do. It's not wrong, it's not right, it's just that somehow it has been put into motion. Now, you get in your car and you start to leave the curb and you want to pull out into traffic. And so you put your car in reverse. And your car backs up and doesn't go the direction you want it to go. You say, why, oh, why, oh? And you get so upset and so angry at the car and so angry at whatever. And then you stop and you say, I put the car in reverse gear, so naturally the car is going to go in reverse. Now I'm going to put the car in forward gear, so it'll go forward. And you do that. And the car goes forward. And you do not get uptight, you don't get emotionally involved, you don't get angry at the car or at yourself or the car going the wrong direction. You merely put the car in the right direction that you want it to go to accomplish the goal that you have for yourself. That's what healing is all about. Healing is when we put our thought in the direction that we want our experience to follow. If we'd like to experience our body whole and perfect, every organ, action, function of our body whole and perfect, then we start proclaiming that our body is now whole and perfect. Our body is wonderfully whole and perfect. Our body is beautifully whole and perfect. Our body is fabulously whole and perfect. Or just plain, our body's whole and perfect. The simpler, the better. Because you're not fighting. You're merely stating a fact. The car is going forward. The car is going beautifully forward. The car is going gloriously forward. The car is going forward at so many miles per hour. The car, who cares? Do you want the car to go back or forward? I want the car to go forward. So when the car goes forward, you say, the car is going forward. And that's beautiful. Now, when you want perfect health, you say, I am whole and perfect. So you have perfect health then in your mind, your heart, your being, your experience, and that's all you know. But if you put the thought in your mind that you're not whole and perfect, then your body, your vehicle, your car decides whichever direction you want it to go. And if you tell your thought, if you tell your body that your body is not whole and perfect, then it'll say, okay. That's not a familiar way for me to go, but I'll go it. I'll go that way. I'll go the sick way. And so it goes that way, and then you're uptight about it not being whole and perfect. Our thoughts are the creator of our world. We tell our mind, I'm going to go forward, and you put the car in forward gear. You tell yourself, I'm going to go reverse, and you put the car in reverse gear. You tell yourself, I'm whole and perfect, and you put your body in whole and perfect gear. You say, I'm not whole and perfect, and you put your body in not whole and perfect gear. Just as simple as that. What do you want to do for yourself? Well, what you are doing and what you are experiencing indicates what you are doing. And what you are doing is indicated by what you're experiencing. They all go hand in glove. You make the choice for yourself. And when you do that, you're going to experience what you choose at every turn of the tide. So start today by being master of your thought. Every person at the Worldwide Healing Ministry is a practitioner. So when you dial 1-619-478-5111, 1-619-478-5111, a practitioner will answer the phone and will say to you, may I help you? And you say, yes, I would like to put a cause in motion for my wholeness. And the practitioner will say, now here's how we do it. And you say, wow, great, wonderful, thank you. And so then it is done. Yes. Hello. Well, Sir Joseph, how are you?